And as the talent show sets came down, the music festival risers went up. Then, Sennites turned their attention from the football field to the basketball court. Each game was an exciting contest of skill, accuracy, and a race against the final buzzer. Treated to a three-act comedy, Stardust. The first act ended with a spoof on progressive drama.
Thank you! Thank you! Sweep your lonesome noise from out of the air and still pursue you. Surging! Surging! Surging!
Broadcasting from the Senn High School Boys Gym. Today is January 15, 1960. And all school elections for the different class officers are being held right now.
Is it true that quite a few kids have canceled out at the last minute from their candidacy?
No, that's not true. No, that's not true. There are one or two irregularities. That's about it. But no one canceled out as such. And the election is going along quite smoothly and quite well, and people are getting used to the machines now, so we hope it's a worthwhile experience.
The big night has finally arrived. The candidates are anxiously awaiting the results of the elections. It looks as if they're about to begin. For the seniors, the best part of the year was the last month. It was a whirlwind of events.
As prom chairman of our senior class, I wish to welcome not only the faculty and the parents, but also my fellow classmates, who as guests are making the special event the beautiful affair that it is.
It is my extreme pleasure to present our principal, Mr. Erzinger.
You know, it's been a great many years since I last attended the Senn Senior Prom. And I can assure you that it has brought back a great many very pleasant memories. I'm sure that every one of us here will always remember this evening's wonderful senior prom. I would like to pay special tribute and special appreciation to our senior class advisor who has taken such an important part this occasion.
Then at the senior luncheon, we sang Halls of Ivy as a final farewell. Circumstance began, we walked through Seine for the last time.